We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Hilchas Gvias Choiv Me Hayisaimim, Halacha Gimel. This is Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, paragraph Tes Vav. Again, this halacha is based on Aye Mekoim Kevoidoi, chapter 12, in the second half of Likutei Moran. Based on what we've been learning here, we can understand why the Poiskim write Shehoidna, that nowadays goyven mimetaltli diasmi. Nowadays we can collect. We are a lender can go try to collect his loan from the movable objects of the orphans. Sheachshov govro hahastoro moid, because nowadays the hiddenness of Hashem has become much worse, much more than ever before. Vashem Yisborach nistor meitonu moid moid b'hastora shebetoich hastora. Hashem is very, very hidden from us in a covering within a covering. Kama shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Chumash Dvorim, v'onoichi haster aster esponai. I will hide my hiddenness. In other words, the fact that I'm hidden is going to be hidden from you. Then you're really in trouble. Ve'ein lanu achshav b'mala hachyos atzmenu kim al yidei habakosho v'achipus shonu mevakshim mechapsinu mevakshinayim mekoyim kevoidoi. And the only thing we can use today to sustain ourselves is this search, intensifying this search for Hashem. Where is Hashem? What exactly does Hashem want from us? Umitztarin umizgagin legeulas hanefesh lo shuvei levispor b'emes. And by feeling the pain and yearning of wanting our souls to be redeemed, to be zeichet, to return to Hashem for real, like to serve Hashem like we did during the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Kama shekosov, as the Pasuk says, uvikashtem mishom es Hashem alekecha. You will seek out Hashem from there meaning even from your lowest places, even when you're furthest away from Hashem, umatzasa, and if you search, you're going to find him. Shezeh ne'mar al hayomim ho'ele. That pasuk is written about our times. Shehem achris hayomim, which is the end of time. Shenizkar shom b'parashahi, which is mentioned over there. That's the term that's used over there in the Chumash. Acharis hayomim. Ve'ikar toike varichas goluseinu hu rak bishvil zeh. And the main severity and length of the exile that we are going through is because of this. What's it for? Kedei shenevakesh unechapes aye mekoyim kevoidoi. To push us and to pressure us to seek out Hashem, to search for Hashem. Ki onu tzrichim, the word oilam, we are found in a world. It's called oilam hazeh. And we know that the word oilam is miloshen ha'alama, hidden. That Hashem is hidden in this world all the time, for when he first created the world. But that hiddenness has become millions of times more severe as we get closer, as we approach the time of the coming of Mashiach. Kionu tzrichin achshov la'alois la'aliyah gedoila. Because now we are preparing ourselves to experience a major elevation. Lizkois la'gula achroina, to be zeicha to the final gula. She'oz yalu Yisrael betachlis ha'aliyah. That's when the Jewish people are going to experience the greatest elevation. Alkein hisgaber ha'golus ma'oid ba'arichus godol. And it's for this reason that the golus, the exile, has become worse. The darkness has become thicker. Ad asher kol echod shoyel aye haftochosoy. To the point where every Jew is asking, where are Hashem's promises? Where's this Torah? Where's Mashiach? Where's Gula? Where are the good times that the Jews are waiting for? Va'at mosai keitz haplois. How long are we going to wait for the end, this the wondrous end that we're waiting for? Val yedei shenizke lechapes ulevakesh es kvoidoi heitev. And by us really, really doing everything we can to search hard for Hashem, within this darkness, nizke letachles hu'aliyah. This will prepare us and help us be zeichet to the ultimate elevation. Shehu bechinas aye, which is aye. She'oz tihye ha-ge'ula shleima. And that's when we're going to have this final ge'ula. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the pasuk hints to in Yeshaya chapter 21, when the pasuk says, shoymer ma milayla, shoymer ma milel. We're waiting. We're waiting to see what's going to come of this night. What's going to come of this darkness? And the pasuk goes on to say there, im tivoyun be'oyu, shuvu esoyu. That if you will want, if you will search, then you will return to Hashem. Ki hakoil koirin v'tzoyakin l'Hashem yisborach. Because all those who believe in Hashem, all those who are religious, are crying out and screaming out to Hashem, Shoymer ma milayla, we're waiting, what's going to come from all of this darkness, this night? When is there going to be an end to this darkness, this exile? When are we going to be zeichet to that final redemption with Moshiach? V'Hashem meshiv, Hashem's response is that it's up to us. Im teboyun boyu, shehu loshen bakosha v'chipus. That word teboyun and boyu implies searching. Hainu, im tevakshu usechapsu heitev, aye mekoyim kevoidoi. If we will reach out for Hashem, if we will search, if we will scream, Hashem, where are you? Where are you in all of this? Where? When is all of this going to come to an end? Then we'll be zeichet to the end. Ki ze ikar hatshuva kanal. Because this is one of the main aspects of tshuva. The person recognizing that they're far from Hashem, admitting that they're in darkness, and recognizing that a lot of darkness is my fault, it's my sins, it's what I've done wrong that have put me into this terrible, dark, cold place, so distant from Hashem. But I know that even from here I can connect to Hashem. I know Hashem is there, and if I reach out and I keep reaching out until Hashem extends a hand to me, until Hashem brings me close, then there's going to be an end to all of this. V'alkein, and therefore, hoidna, nowadays, gam metalteli diyasmi mishtabdi. Even the movable objects of orphans are also liable towards a debt, towards paying back a debt that their father had when he was alive. Ki Yisrael al yedei riboy galusam shesovlu kvar kama shonim. Because the Jewish nation, as a result of all the suffering that we have experienced and all the many exiles, all of these years, v'hoyu mitultolim, v'noim v'nodim begolius rabbis, and we are movable, we are wandering around from place to place, from exile to exile. U'befrat ba'itzim agolus hamar hazeh, especially what we're going through in this final golus that we're going through now for more than 2,000 years, al yidei tiltulim koshim, through all of this severe wandering and exile after exile, al yidei ze kidshu kol hamekoymos, through the process of the Jewish people being in all of these different places, in America, in South America, in Australia, in Europe, in all the different countries in Europe, wandering around, going to all of these different places, as a result of this, we have sanctified all of these places. Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter in Likut Imran where he shows that the Jewish people, wherever we go, we set up mikvahs, shuls, places of learning, study of Torah, all of that. And through that, we elevate the place. We elevate the place to give it an aspect, a bechina of Eretz Yisrael. So we have brought holiness into all the mitultolim, into all the wanderings, and into all the movable objects. Kalidei sheYisrael mitultolim v'noim v'nod megolus. But when the Jewish people experience this exile, this wandering from place to place, this forces us to reach out to Hashem and to ask Hashem, where is your place? Where is your kavod? ad shezoichim becholeis legdusha al yoin azois. And through that search, through that seeking, we're zoicha to activate that holiness even in the place where we are, to draw some of that holiness even in the place where we are. And through this, all of our travels and all of our wanderings become holy, become sanctified. And therefore, achshav, now, sheYisrael savlu golios kolkach, that the Jews have already suffered so many exiles, kvar niskachu kol bechinois hanitzoitzois hametutolim. All the wandering sparks all over the world, all the holy sparks that are found in metaltalin, in movable objects that are moving around all over the world, all of those sparks have gotten a degree of repair, tikkun, ad she'achshov gam bohem hakidusha kvua v'kaima, to the point where today the holiness in them is considered fixed. Even though they're movable objects, the things are movable objects, and we had learned earlier that usually movable objects, the holiness in them is not fixed. It's only the holiness in property and land and things like that that's kviya v'kaima. But the holiness that's found in metaltalin, we learned before, is not fixed. But as a result of the Jews going through thousands of years of moving around, we have been misaken this inyan of moving the tiltulim and everything, and elevated the sparks in all the metaltlin to a level where they also are in a category of kviya v'kaima, fixed, and therefore kikvar himshichu hakedusha bekvius, because we've already been able to draw holiness in a fixed manner, in an established manner, onto all of these movable things. Al yedei habakosho v'hachipus shel ribuy agolos, through all the searching and searching that the Jews do throughout all of these exiles. Shayidei zeh megalin kedushosoi b'chol mokoim kanal. Because by doing that, we reveal Hashem's holiness in all the different places. V'alkein, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch writes, achshav, nowadays, metaltali kemekarkoi l'chol dovar. Movable objects have the same law and the same liabilities as real estate do. Kikvar hakedusha kvua gam bohem, because the holiness is already fixed and established in the metaltalin like in karka. Paragraph Tesayin. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to explain again another concept in this collecting of debts, which he's touched on already several times before. He gave several explanations. Now he's adding an additional new explanation. V'alkein, and based on what we're learning here, we'll understand also why ein nifruin mi nichse yisoimim ela b'shvua. When somebody comes to make a claim on an estate that has been taken over by orphans, he must swear in order for his claim to be respected by the court, in order for them to be able to go ahead and actually take monies and everything from the orphans to pay that obligation. Ki b'kol mokom sheyesh hakchosha tzrichin shvua. Because usually when there is a denial of some sort, that's when there's a need for swearing to substantiate, to show who's right. Ki kishayesh hakchosha ukfira shehu min hasitra achra v'chitzoinim, because when there is denial or disagreement, which we know comes from the sitra achra, from the klipois, shehem sitra denukva, which are usually referred to as female, feminine, sheyinikosom mehastoras hamaim arsosum kanal, and we know that they draw their life, their energy, from the hiddenness of the hidden statement of creation, that first statement. That's where they draw their chiyus from. V'oz tzrichin shvua. Then there's a need for swearing. Ki shvua v'neder heim bebechinas aye shehu maimar chosum. Because swearing and a vow also comes from aye, from maimar sosum. We mentioned in the past that the Sifrei Kabbalah say that the word neder is Nun Dor, 50th generation, which represents the 50th level, which is this Ayeh, which is this Keser. Shehu Shoirish Kol Hamamoros, which is the source and the origin of all the statements of creation, V'chol HaTorah Kula, and of the entire Torah. V'alkein, and therefore, Kol Adam, because of the fact that Neder and Shvua come from Maimar Sosum, from Ayeh, from that originating statement to the whole Torah from which the entire Torah comes from, V'alkein kol odom yochol le'esor al atzmoy kol ma sheroitze al yidei Shvua v'Neder. This will explain also how a Jew has the ability to declare anything in the world forbidden upon himself via the Torah. Because the entire Torah comes from Shvua and Neder. We know Hashem swore us in on Har Sinai. We are called Mushba Vaymed Mihar Sinai. Ki kol ha-noider v'nishba, ki ilu noider v'nishba b'chaya melech. Because the Gemara says that when any person swears or makes a neder or shvua, it's assumed that they are swearing on the life of Hashem, on the life of the king. Ki mishom chiyus hakol, because that's where all life comes from Hashem, who is called Chai HaChayim, the source of all life. And we're talking about here again the Maimar Sosum. Ki heim bebechinas ha-maimar sosum kanal, because neder and shvua are associated with that hidden statement. V'alkein, and therefore, kol echod yochol le'esor al atzmoy kol ma sheroitze. Every Jew has the ability to make forbidden for himself anything he wants. Orange juice, potato chips, anything, anything. Al yidei shvua v'neder, through the power of shvua neder. Ki kishe'oile l'shom, because when a person makes a vow, he is going up to the place of shvua and neder, which is that Nun Dor, which is that Maimar Sosum. Ki kishe'oile l'shom, hu mamshich li'atzmoy mitzvois chadoshois kiritzoinoy. Because when he goes up to that location from which the Torah originates, from which all statements of creation originate, he can draw new Torah from there also. New Torah, new mitzvahs. Ki misham nimshach kol haTorah kanal. Because the entire Torah comes from there. It comes from that Maimar Sosum, from Ayeh, from Keser. There's a statement in the Zohar HaKadosh, Oiraisa me chochma ilo nafkis, that the Torah comes forth from chochma ilo. Chochma ilo is another nickname for this Ayeh, this Keser, this Maimar Sosum. Alkein yochoy lasois mi heter isur, that's why a Jew has the ability to make from that which was originally permissible to declare it forbidden, ulechayev atzmoy b'ma she'enoy chayev, and to make himself liable for something which until now he was not liable at all, al yedei neder u'shvua, through a vow. Nimtza, we see therefore, she'achshov yeshloy mitzvois chadoshois l'kayim ha'shenodar anishba, that now he has new mitzvahs, new obligations to fulfill the vow that he made, you know, which he didn't have before. Ki mi neder u'shvua shehem shoyresh hakol, because from this place of neder and shvua, which is the origin of everything, that maimar sosum, yochoy lahamshich oyer hatoyra v'hamitzvois kirtzoinoi. A person has the ability to draw the light of Torah and the light of mitzvahs as he wishes, meaning he even has the ability to generate new mitzvahs that weren't there before, new obligations which Hashem had not given, and he's able to add to that list by going up to the source from where the Torah comes from. V'alkein, and therefore, kisheyesh hakchosha, when there is a denial, a disagreement of some source, she'achizosa mebechinas ayeh, which that's coming from the klipois. That's, and the klipois also are connected to that ayeh, to that penthouse to that Maimar Sosum. And when there is this litigation, there is this disagreement, we have to search where? Where is the truth? Where is Hashem? Where is the right answer here? In order, we have to search this ayah, in order to go up there, to the source of holiness, which is this ayah. Alkein tzrichin shvua. That's why it requires a shvua. Through a shvua, b'chaye hamelech, we're swim by the life of Hashem, which is that Maimar Sosum, we go up and connect to that place called Ayeh, and by us making the right connection up there in that Maimar Sosum and Ayeh, we negate, we eliminate the klipois, and all the denials and lies and disagreements that come from them. Now Rav Nosson Zalai adds, V'alkein ein nishboin ala karkois, and this will explain also why you do not swear when it comes to dealing with properties. The shvua only applies to metaltlin, not to karkois. Because as we explained earlier in the previous year, ki heim bebechinas hama'amorois hamizgalim bebechinas maloi choloretz kevoidoi, properties correspond to the other nine statements of creation, the revealed aspect of Hashem, the maloi choloretz kevoidoi. V'alkein ein shayach shom shvua, and therefore, Shvua has no place over there. Shvua is connected to that first statement of creation, that original, the Bereshis, the Ayeh. V'alkein, ein nifroi minichse yisoyimim ele b'shvua. And that's why, again, when a lender wants to collect on his debt from an estate that's been taken over by orphans, he cannot collect unless he swears. He swears that he lent their father the money and that the father never paid him back, etc. Kikishemes, because when the borrower dies, visholat sitra demoisa, which means death has gotten involved in this transaction, shiyinikosa mebichinas aye kanal, and we know the sitra demoisa, the sitra achra, draws its chiyus from aye, from that maimar sosum, that's what caused this individual to pass away, the borrower to die. And we don't know where he is. When a person dies, he's gone, as they say. God, what do you mean, where gone? He's gone. Don't know where he is. Alkein, therefore, oz yochol hisaches hasheker chas v'shalom. Therefore, because of this loss, because we don't know where he is, therefore, now the sheker can take hold, which draws its nourishment from the hiddenness of the maimar sosum. That's where it draws its power, the sheker. Alkein tzrichin shvua. That's why we need shvua. Shaydeze oilen l'shoyresh hakdusha, because shvua is a slingshot that takes us up to that place called ayeh, the Maimar Sosum, the source of Kedusha, umamshichim he'ora kedusha misham, and we draw a beam of light, of holy light from there, vaydeze nizbatel yenikosam, and that eliminates the power of sheker, the power of falsehood, venizgale ho'emes, and that enables the truth to be revealed. Rav Nosson Zal has concluded this part of the halacha. Now he's going to open a new topic, a completely new topic, Sfiras Omer, Lag BaOmer, and Pesach Sheni, and explain them using this chapter in Likut Imran that this halacha was based on, this Torah, Ayeh Mekoyim Kevoidoi, to give us a whole new insight on the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, this whole parsha. Paragraph Yud Zayin, v'ze b'chinas Sfiras Omer u'b'chinas Pesach Sheni u'b'chinas Lag BaOmer. Ki koidem Kabbalas HaTorah צריכים לספור ספירס אומר ארבעים ותשעה יום כדי לצאת מטומאה לטהרה כמובן. Before we can receive the Torah, we have to count 49 days in order to exit from the impurity of Egypt, to leave that impurity that we were in totally behind, and to enter into holiness, as is brought in the Sfarim. Shezeo b'chinas tshuva. This is the concept of tshuva, leaving a negative past and going into a positive present. Ve'ikra tshuva lotzeis mitum alataro hualidei habakosho v'achipus. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over here in chapter 12 in Likutei Moran that the main way that a Jew is zeichet to tshuva and to leave the tumah, the impurity, and enter into purity is by searching for light, searching for holiness, searching for Hashem, searching for the true tzaddikim who can bring us close to Hashem. Shemechapsim u'mevakshim aye mekoyim kevoidoi. The person has to recognize that they're in darkness, that they fell into tumah, and they have to search, where is Hashem's light? Where is Hashem's honor? And through that, a person can achieve an incredible high elevation. This is what the mitzvah of counting the Omer is about. We count the days one by one, from day to day. That's a display of this aye, where. Aye means where, and aye can also mean when. We say in Kiddusha on Shabbos, Mosai Timloich Betzion, when, Hashem, when are you going to rule in Yerushalayim? When is all of this going to come to an end? These terms, when, Mosai, and aye are similar context here. Aye applies to place, Mosai applies to time. Shezeu b'chinas, Rav Nosal brings a pasuk in Yeshaya chapter 33 to show us that when a person is counting the days, they're searching for something. It means they're searching for something. They're waiting for something and searching for something. Where is it already? Where is it? When am I going to get it? The where and the when go together. A person knows they're getting married in 2 months and they start counting the days, 49 days to go. Where is it already? Where's looking on the calendar? Where is it? Where's that finish line? Where are we up to? So Rav Nosal says, the Pasuk says there in Yeshaya chapter 33, Aye Sofer. Where is the number, the counter? So we see that counting is an inyan of Aye. When a person is counting to reach a goal, to reach a number. Ki hasfira v'haminyan hu kemi shemoyne v'soifer u'mevake shemachapes ad yimtza liga letachlas mevukoshoi. Because counting, when a person is counting towards something, it's a display, it's like a person who's counting and searching until they get to their goal, until they reach their goal. Valyadei, a person's on a diet, you know, and they know they, for the next 30-day program, and they're counting the days, and they're counting the calories to see, where am I up to? Where? There's the where and the when. When is it going to end? And where am I up to in trying to achieve my goal? Valyadei hasfira shel kol yoim v'yoim imei hasfira. And by the Jew counting each and every single one of those days of Sfira, Zeichen lotzeis mishar echot shel tuma l'shar echot shel kedusha. On each and every single day, we leave one of the places of impurity and go into the corresponding slot in holiness. U'mamshichin moyach v'das d'kedusha b'chol yoim v'yoim. And we draw upon ourselves holy seichel each and every single day of accounting. V'ho'ikar, but again, the main thing, how is this being accomplished? Al yedei hasfira, by counting. Counting means I'm not forgetting. That we, in the Gemara, you have the concept of yiyush, and yiyush shaloi midas, yiyush midas. As long as a person is still counting the days, they haven't given up. A person, chas v'shalom, lo aleinu, is in prison, in jail. as long as, and they were told they're there for 10 years, 15 years. They're counting the days. It means they haven't given up. They know that they're going to get it. They believe that they're going to get out. They believe in a future. They have hope. There's tikva. Chas v'shom, chas v'shom. A person who's not counting, who stops counting, chas v'shom, it means that person isn't searching. They've given up. They've lost hope, chas v'shom. The learning should be a schus for one of our closest friends, Moshe ben Mazal, who's in that situation now. Shem should take him out of imprisonment and bring him to his gula and Yeshua. V'hoikar, al yedei hasfira, shubchenes habakosha v'chipus, kanal, ad shezoichen b'shvuas l'kabolas ha-Torah yedezer. Until on Shavuos, we're zoiche to receive the Torah through all the effort that we put in during those 49 days. Because when a person is far from Hashem and far from holiness, and the person is wandering around, lost, and he's being pushed around from one place to the other, not being able to achieve real holy, not being able to establish himself within holiness, afal pikein, despite that, imhu chazak, if the person is strong, imhu chazak v'amitz levakesh v'lidroish u'lechapes v'lachtor b'choleis, if the person is serious and strong and constantly searching and looking and digging, u'lizgageya, and yearning, v'lichsoif u'levakesh es shav anashe, and searching for his beloved, for Hashem, Limtzo Yosef Baruch, to find Hashem, Azai then, Afal Pi Shadayin Oivrim Yomim Vishonim Harbe, even though the person is going through days are going by and years are going by, Ve'eino Yzoiche L'motzo Yisborach, and the person is not Zoiche yet to find Hashem, Uleskare Ve'ilov, and to really come close to him, Afal Pi Kein, despite that, Yeda Ve'yamin, the person must know and believe, Ki bechol eis vo'eis, that every single time, al yidei kol bakoshu bakoshu, through every single effort that he's putting in to search, val yidei kol drisha udrisha shedoy reisha mevakshu mechapes limtzo kvoit kshishos yisborach, and through every single iota of this search that the person's doing, searching for Hashem, searching how to connect with Hashem, val yidei kol habota v'giagua, Shemabit v'toyle einov l'rachma v'isborah, and through every look that the person looks heavenward, even during the day, the person looks up for a second. Where Hashem? Where are you? When is this going to come to an end? Vaydei kol tnua utnua shepoine lahakdusha, and through every slight move, even that the person makes towards holiness, towards doing a mitzvah of any sort, aydei kol ze. Bechol pam, through all of it, ayideze zoiche bechol pam leshaber choymois barzel vedalsos lechoishes. This person is crashing through doors of steel and copper. He doesn't see it. He doesn't know. He's pushing buttons. It's like a person who's in a missile silo. He sees a green button and a purple button and an orange button, and he says, "Let me see what happens." Pushes this one, pushes that one. He says, "Interesting. Nothing's happening." And then suddenly somebody comes in screaming hysterically, "You just blew up this city, and now you blew up that city." And he said, I know you had no idea. You don't know that every move you're making, every tiny move, is having incredible effects. Afal pi she'acharkach mizgabrim olav b'chol pam rachmanu litzlan, even though the Yetzer doesn't stop. He does a mitzvah, and then the Yetzirah clobbers him, and he does three averis. Then he does another mitzvah, and he gets clobbered again, even though, afal pikein, despite that, ein yegioi lorik chas v'shom. His efforts are not in vain, chas v'shom. Vein shum tnua shepoine lahakdusha nevedes chas v'shom. And there isn't any move, any slight move that he makes towards holiness that's being ignored, that's going lost, chas v'shom, that's not having an effect. ve'im hu chazok ve'amitz, levakesh ulechapes yoser. And if the person is firm and committed to keep searching, to keep punching, afim yavar olof ma, no matter what he goes, no matter what happens, I don't care. Bevadai soif kol soif, yizke limtzo yoser yisborach. That person will definitely, in the end, be zochet to find Hashem. Shezeo bechinas sfira. This is the concept of the counting of the Omer. She'af afal pi shebechol yom v'yom she'seifrim emoinim, adayin ein zeichen lotzis legamri mitum aletar lekabalas haTorah. Even though each and every single day we count and nothing happens, nothing's happening. We're not getting the Torah yet. We're not receiving. I counted already 23 days. What? And nothing's happening, it seems. I haven't been able to exit completely from impurity into purity. I haven't received the Torah. Afal pikein, despite that, besoif hasfira, at the end of the count, zoichen l'shvuas, we're zoichen to the holiday of Shavuos, l'kabel es haTorah, to receive the Torah, al yedei hakoyach v'haschus shesofru arboim v'tisha yomim, through the effort, all the effort and merit of counting all of those 49 days. Ki bechol yoim v'yoim imei asfira mekablen moyach v'das. Because each and every single day of those 49 days, the person receives a measure of das, sechel. Ad shenishlam hadas b'yoim hachamishim, until that das fills up and reaches a state of completion on the 50th day, u'mekablen es haToraz. And that's when we actually receive the Torah. And Rav Nosson Zal says, "Kemoy keinhu b'chol adam u'b'chol zman." And the same exact procedure, each and every single Jew goes through each and every single time, at all times. B'chol zman she'tzrichen la'avor olav idon ve'idonim harbe. A Jew has to go through all kinds of different times. Good times and bad times and worse times and terrible times and hurricanes and tornadoes and droughts, all of these things. Ve'kamo yamim unahorois, and many rivers and oceans, utohoimois and depths, umeimois muchlofim, and all kinds of different waters changing, tzrichen lavrolov, have to go over the person. Ubekama midborois hamaleim nechoshim vakrapim gedoilim v'noiroim tzorech lavor bahem. And the person has to pass through many wildernesses and deserts that are filled with snakes and scorpions, big ones, awesome ones. Ad asher zoichel ikonis l'sharei hakidusha b'emes, until the person is really zoichel to enter into holiness. And what we're talking about here, it's impossible, Rav Nosson Zal says, for anyone to really explain to anyone else how much they're going to have to go through, what a Jew has to go through if he really, really wants to come close to Kedusha, and how much he's going to need encouragement and motivation all the time, chizuk. And even though Rabbeinu Zal already revealed many incredible chapters in Likut Imran about this to give us encouragement and inspiration, and Rabbeinu Zal spoke many beautiful sichos about this, Shemehem yuchal hamaske lohoven ktsas, which should give an intelligent person at least the ability to understand a little bit how much encouragement one needs constantly. And not to stop doing the little bit of good that you can do. What do you mean? I'm in such a situation. I can't learn the way I want. I can't learn for 6 hours a day. I can't learn. So what? Learn 1 hour. Learn. Do what you can. Keep punching. Relentless. Don't stop. And even if a person has fallen into the lowest bottom level of tumah, chas v'shalom, ukvar dibarnu boze harbe, and we've already spoken about this a lot, Ach afal pikein, adayin tzrichen lemoidoi. However, Abnosnal says, after everything we've said, people still need to hear this again, and people still have to hear a lot about this. Ve'i'efshir lohoidia ulevayar hakoil. And it's impossible to explain everything, to show you and really clarify for you everything you're going to need to know to be able to go through this. Because every person who's going through this kind of thing, when they read these words, their assumption is, oh, he's not talking about me. My situation is much worse. My situation is something totally different. Because this person feels that he has such obstacles, and he is so trapped in taivas rois, in evil desires, and in all the things that he's trapped in, to the point where for somebody like him, it's impossible for me or people like to really return to Hashem, to become religious, to become tzaddikim. Because he's already trapped in this for days and for years. To the point where he doesn't believe he can ever get out of the darkness. This is what every single person who's going through a major yerida, a major nefila, this is what they feel. However, Rabbeinu Zal screamed his opposition to this. He said these words, Givald, Zaitaich Nitmeyayesh. He screamed when he said this. Umoshach Moid Tevas Givald. And Rabbeinu Zal says that when Rabbeinu Zal said the word Givald, he stretched it. He said it really slowly, slowly. For a person to know that this is the scream of a person who's down in a ditch. He's in a mine 3 miles down there. And he can't imagine that anybody's ever going to find him or that he's ever going to get out of there. And he's screaming, Gewalt, help, help, get me out of it, you know. Ki be'emes hakoil yecholin lizkois liskarev lashem yisporach be'emes. Because the truth is, everybody, every single person has the ability to really come close to Hashem. Afilu al yidei maimar zeh hana levad, even just through this one chapter on Likutei Moran, you don't need the whole Likutei. One chapter is enough to be able to take a person out of the worst, worst tuma into the highest kedusha. Dahainu, meaning, shall call upon him, yechapsu, v'yevakshu, v'yitztaru, v'yizgagu, lo shuvei lo v'yispor kanal. Meaning that wherever, no matter where the person's at, the person should search, keep searching, and feel pained by the fact that they're not close to Hashem yet, and yearn to return to Hashem. V'soif kol soif, in the end, yiskarev l'Hashem yisporach. The person will definitely succeed in coming close to Hashem. Va'oz yira, and then the person will see she'ein shum tnuah ne'avedes chas Hashem, that there wasn't any move that he made in this process throughout all the years. Every drop of effort he put in, every move he made was significant, was important. Va'idei kol tnuah u'bakosha shum avakesh eskvoidei esporach, and through every single move that he made towards searching for Hashem, towards coming close to Hashem, every move accomplished a specific tikkun, a specific rectification, ad sheyizke lalois betachlis aliyah, until the person will be zeche to achieve the greatest elevation, shezehu soid sfira vekabolas haTorah. This is the secret of the counting of the Omer, that counting of the 49 days, and the grand finale, Kabbalah Satoira, on Shavuos, on the 50th day. This is obviously tied into the first story in Sipurim Isis, the famous story, the story of the lost princess, where we're told in the story in the beginning that the king had a daughter who he loved very, very much, but one day something happened, something went wrong, and the king said something terrible to her. The no good one should get you, should take you. And then suddenly she was lost and couldn't be found anymore. And the viceroy, the Sheni Lamelech, because he sees the pain of the king, Rabbein Azal says over there in the story, because of the fact that he sees how much pain the king is in at the loss of his princess, of his daughter, the Sheni Lamelech feels that pain. He knows that pain, and he shares that pain with his king. And because of that, he says to the king, let me help you. Let me go search. And he embarks on a search that takes years and years. And all along the way, there's every effort in the world to block him, to get him to quit, to give up his search, to convince him there's no such thing. They're all baloney. And he persists. And each time until the grand finale we see, finally, after three strikes, after trying a few times to meet up with top people in the world, and each one tells him, you're nuts, there's no such thing, go back. When the third one tells him that, he bursts into tears and says, I know there is such a thing. And then sure enough, a wind comes, the story has a happy ending, that at the end he does find the Bas Melech and everything. That story is, these few paragraphs we just did are a commentary on that story. And we find in the story there that right before he succeeds in rescuing the Bas Melech, he's told that over there where the Bas Melech is, everything is expensive. Where the lost princess is, everything is expensive. So the great person who he meets tells him that in order that money shouldn't be an obstacle, here you go. And he gives him a blank checkbook. He gives him a checkbook, blank checks. You know, here you go, here's a vessel where you, anytime you need any money, you put your hand in, you take out whatever you need. That's like a blank checkbook, right? And sure enough, he goes and he succeeds in rescuing the Bas Melech. We see that when the Jews came out of Egypt, in order for them to leave Egypt, in order for them to embark on that mission, the 49 days, to get to Matan Torah, they had to be given a blank checkbook. They had to be given a couple of $1 billion. All the wealth of Egypt that they took out of Egypt when they first left, and then 1,000 times that much, which they got at Kriyas Yamsuf. All of that wealth was needed. Rabbein Azal says in chapter 60 in Likut Imran that when a person needs to get to the Hizboinenes HaTorah, that just like for regular Torah you need Parnasa, im ein kemach ein Torah, if there's no flour, no tiki, no washi, no Parnasa, no Torah, so too, if a person wants the essence of Torah, the wealth of Torah, they need huge, huge finances. And this is where we see that when the Jews left Egypt, they needed this incredible, incredible wealth in order to be able to achieve the Hizboinenus, the great revelation of Torah, of Shavuos on Har Sinai. Rav Nosson Zal discusses this in other places in Likutei Halachos. I just threw it in here to make things a little bit clearer. This will also explain the korban that was brought on the second day of Pesach, the special omer of barley, and that's when we started counting the omer. The 49 days we start counting from the day that they bring this korban of barley. Ki soirim hu meichel behema. Because the Gemara tells us throughout that barley is animal food. Wheat is more associated with humans. Barley is for animals. Even though human beings eat barley also, but it's a lower level, a much lower level grain. Shehu bechinas minchas kenois shel hasoita. Just like the korban that's brought by a woman who is suspected by her husband of illegal, improper behavior. Because the Gemara says, ki hi osiso maisa behema. She behaved like an animal. She conducted herself in an improprietous way. Af karbona meichel behema. So the karban that she brings is also from food that's associated with animals. K'mo yisham Rabbi Senzel, as the Gemara says. Validei hanofas oimer soirim, and through the process of bringing this korban, lifting up this measure of barley, meramzim, this hints, sheyecholin levakesh velimtsoi kevoide yisporach, afilu bebechinas behemius. By the fact that this korban is brought to the Beis HaMikdash, this bar, this animal food, is brought to the Beis HaMikdash, shows us that we can search for Hashem, we can search for this reconnection to Hashem, even in behemius, even in the animal. Shehu bechinas his gabrus hatayvois, which means even when a person is being attacked by all the animalistic desires, bechinas mekoymos hametunafim, which are referred to as the filthy places. V'chol zeh, and how does he achieve this reconnect to Hashem? Al yidei habakosho v'hachipus ayei mekoym kevoidoi. Through this search, where is the kavod of Hashem? Shezeu bechinas sfira. This is also the concept of counting the omer. So Rav Nosson Zal drew a parallel between the minchas soita, which is barley, and the minchas omer. Note, what do we do by this soita? We erase a parsha in the Torah. We take the parsha, we write a parsha in the Torah, the whole parsha with Hashem's name, everything that describes the whole story of Sota, and we scrape off the letters, we erase it completely, including erasing Hashem's name, and put it into water for her to drink. That erasing of the parsha in the Torah, that's this concept of Maimar Sosum, Aye. Again, there's the letters, there's the revealed aspect of Hashem, there's the Torah, and there's erasing this Maimar Sosum, where the Torah is hidden. And in this hidden form, that's how we go up to this Ayah to be able to find the truth. Did she commit a sin? If she didn't commit a sin, then she receives all kinds of blessings that come from the Maimar Sosum. She receives the highest blessings. If she committed a sin, then the Klipos, the Chitzoinim, who draw from that Maimar Sosum, will punish her, will see to her that she gets her punishment. Paragraph Yudches, V'ze Bechinas Pesach Sheni. And with this we'll understand one of the great, great holidays in Klal Yisrael called the second Pesach, the 15th of Iyar. Shemitzvezu loy nitno al yidei Moshe, ad sheshoalu hatmeim, lomo nigora levilti hakriv es korban Hashem. Whereby this mitzvah was not given to the Jewish people until those people who were tamei, who were impure, who did not qualify to be allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu screaming, why are we being left out completely? Why can't we be part of things? Hainu kanal. This fits in beautifully with what we learned before. Shebozeh meramzim, she'ein shum yush bo'olam. This teaches us that there's no such thing as giving up. Ki afilu mishu tomei, oy bederech rechoy kamoit me'ashim yisporach. Even a person who is impure, or even a person who's far away from holiness, he couldn't bring the korban pesach because he was too far, he was far away. Ve'eino yochol ahakriv es korban Hashem b'moyadoi, and therefore cannot bring the korban of Hashem at its proper time, she'eino is, which means, she'eino izoyche lavoid avoidosoi tomid keseder b'moyadoi u'bizmanoi koroi lish Yisrael, which means that this person is not zoyche to serve Hashem properly, in an orderly fashion, at the right time, to do things at the right time and the right way. Afal pikein, despite that, im einoi meyayish atzmai machmaseh, if the person does not use that as an excuse to quit, to give up, to walk away, v'hoylech el hatzadik oemes, and the person goes to the true tzadik, shehu bechinas Moshe, who is like Moshe Rabbeinu, lidroish es Hashem, to search for Hashem, v'shoyel umevakesh, and the person asks Moshe Rabbeinu, lomo nigora lahakriv es korban Hashem, why should I be left out completely from being able to bring the sacrifice to Hashem, from being able to become mekurov to Hashem, from coming close to Hashem? What do you mean, why? because you're filthy, because you're tummy, because you did a billion sins, don't you know? Ki afal pisha timesius nafshi, because even though I defiled my soul, v'nisrachakti me'Hashem isborach, and I became so distant from Hashem, afal pikein, still, ani shoyel eitzo v'tachbula eich liskarev l'Hashem isborach. I am seeking advice and guidance and tricks as to how to come close to Hashem. I want to know, what do I have to do? What do I do now? I don't want to hear about the past. I don't want to know about what I did wrong. I don't want to hear can't. The can't word doesn't exist for me. Ki bevadai yesh eitzo gam bishvili eich liskarev l'Hashem isborach. Because there definitely is a solution even for me. I believe that for anybody there is a solution, there is a way, there is advice as to how to get close to Hashem. Afal pisha yisi tamei, even though I was tamei, ubederech rechokim Hashem isborach, even though I was so far away from Hashem. Vazai, and when a person shows that level of desire, that level of not giving up, not quitting, Hashem yisborach mole rachmim olav. Hashem is full of pity on that person and kindness. And that person could be to a springboard response to rise up to the highest of heights. That person can be to add a whole additional page to the Torah. Because by a person searching this ayah mekoyim kevoidoi, shaydeze zoichen lebechinas ayah, through which a person gets to the level of ayah, shehu tachles ayah, which is the highest height that a Jew can achieve. Remember, ayah, the aleph is keser, the yud is chochma, the he is bina, this is the top. Aydeze zoichen acharkach, when a person goes up to that high place, which is the source from which the Torah comes from, then when he comes down, he brings down with him new Torah, chidushei Torah. Shubchinas kabolas haTorah shenimshach mishom ebchinas ayeh kanal. That's where the Torah was received from originally. Shezeh bechinas parshas Pesach sheni. This is the whole concept of this additional portion of the Torah, this additional page in the Torah that got added on, shenitein daiko al yidei sheila satmeim. This additional part of the Torah was given by Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu as a result of these impure people coming and demanding, lama nigora, why should I be left out? Why should I be kept out? Shehu bechinas sheela ubakosha aye. Their words of Loma Nigora are the same as a person saying, Aye, Eifoy, where is Hashem? Where do I find advice as to how to come close to Hashem? Sherochoik mitonu moid, who right now is so far from us. Shezeo bechinas aye mekoim kevoidoi, shaydeze zoichen letachle swalia, through this we zoicha to the ultimate elevation, Shemisho mekablim haTorah, from which we receive the Torah. Baruch Hashem.